Okay, it's 7 o'clock. Today is Monday, October 26, 2020. I now call to order the council meeting for the city of Fairburn. Madam Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
The Honorable Mayor Elizabeth Carr Hurst.
Present.
The Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Ulysses J. Smallwood.
Present.
The Honorable Linda J. Davis.
Present.
The Honorable Alex Heath. The Honorable Hattie Portis Jones. The Honorable Pat Palin.
Present.
The Honorable James Whitmore.
Present.
Madam Mayor, the attendance of council constitutes a quorum. Please allow the meeting to continue. Also present is Attorney Randy Turner.
Okay, Madam Clerk, would you check back in just a few minutes and see if Councilman Alex Heath and Councilwoman Portis Jones are on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the first
Councilwoman item- Councilwoman Portis Jones present.
Okay.
I couldn't unmute.
Okay, Councilwoman Portis Jones is present.
Thank you.
And we'll check to see if Councilman Heath shows up in just a few minutes. We'll have the invocation by Apostle Danita Jones. Apostle Jones, are you on the line? Apostle Danita Jones, are you on the line? I'm going to have Councilman Whitmore to give us the invocation, please.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity for the city council and mayor to meet along with our citizens to handle the business of the city. Lord God, we ask you to just allow us to operate in the spirit of excellence and that we conduct the business in such a way that will be appreciated by all. We ask you to bless this meeting. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Councilman. The next item on the agenda tonight is the adoption of the City Council minutes. These minutes are from October the 12th, 2020. Council members, you received those minutes. Are there any corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve the minutes of October the 12th, 2020?
Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood, so moved.
Motion made by Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood. Is there a second?
Councilwoman Davis, second.
Seconded by Councilwoman Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries. Is that four? Madam Clerk?
Five. Councilman Heath is not on yet.
Okay, that motion carries 5-0. The next item on the agenda tonight is a proclamation. And that proclamation is for Mr. Dexter L. Bailey Jr. He's the director of bands at Creekside High School. And the Mayor Pro Tem, Ulysses Smallwood, will be presenting that proclamation on this evening. Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mayor. And first of all, I want to thank you, Mayor, for being in quick agreement when I brought this to you. And like I said, I asked you if what I was seeing was deserving of a proclamation. You quickly agreed. And so I want to thank you for that, as well as I want to thank you, Council. I haven't spoken with you all in depth, but I know it's always our heart to highlight people in the community who are doing great things. And we always love to push for the youth because we know that they're our future. So thank you all as well. So that being said, I just want to give a little brief background of why I brought this to Council. Because I think we all know, I mean, I don't think there's any sector of life that has not been affected by this pandemic. And in particular, education has been particularly hard hit. I mean, everybody pretty much knows that I work for Fulton County Schools. And right now we're grappling with what this even looks like. We have some kids at home, some kids online. and it's pretty much rocked our world. That being said, the first things that were to go while we wanted to keep the kids meeting their educational mark were things like band, things like football. Well, I'm talking early on. And so a lot of kids look to these programs as their identity. And being a mentor for some time now, I understand that this is what, when kids don't have those things that they can connect to and don't have identity, that's when they tend to sometimes lose their way. And we're not in a deficit of turning on the news and hearing how our kids are missing the mark. And I will say it, particularly how they like to report about the South Side. So a lot of times the great things that goes on within our school systems aren't reported and aren't highlighted. So I just wanted to, and I know it's our heart to highlight those people that may not get the shine, because what I've seen since the summer to now with Creekside Bands, and I will say that my own kid is a recipient of this program. He goes to Creekside and is in the band with his second year. But not only that, there are like 70 to 100 kids, I don't know the real number, that look to this program for identity and that place of belonging. Now, you might say that, okay, it's a band, but no, Creekside Bands, through this whole epidemic, this whole pandemic, is one of only a few programs that hasn't missed a beat. And that is all has been on the shoulders of the great leadership that Mr. Bailey has put forth, because Fulton County Schools has instituted a lot of mandates. He's met each one, whether it was the masks, whether it was the distancing, the pop-up visits. This program has shined, and it means so much to the kids in the community. So that being said, this proclamation is to recognize Mr. Dexter Bailey Jr. for his tenacious effort in maintaining the Creekside High School band in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Whereas Mr. Dexter Leo Bailey Jr. is a 15-year music educator and currently serving his fourth year as Creekside High School Director of Band, Mr. Bailey instructs music theory and songwriting courses, serves as the chief arranger for the Sounds of the Seminoles, and services all administrative needs for the band program. And whereas under Mr. Bailey's headship, the CHS band program has seen a 15 to 20% growth in band enrollment and student retention, earned superior and excellent ratings at GMEA's large group performance evaluation, placed members in the GMEA District 5 Honor Band, earned the Platinum Distinction of Excellence Award at Bandroom Nation's inaugural World Class Festival of Winds, performed for various college homecomings and invitationals in the Southeast, and continues to develop as a comprehensive instrumental music program. And whereas prior to his appointment at CHS, Mr. Bailey served as the director of bands at Bear Creek Middle School. Moreover, Mr. Bailey served as Bear Creek Middle School Fine Arts Department Chair, supporting all fine art programs in the school. Mr. Bailey received the Teacher of the Year Award during his first year and the Atlanta Braves All-Star Teacher Award during his last year at Bear Creek Middle School. Mr. Bailey went on to pursue his master's degree while teaching full-time, earning a master's in music education degree from Boston University in 2014. And whereas Mr. Bailey is a native of Decatur, Georgia, and has played trumpet, trombone, and piano since elementary school, Mr. Bailey's passion for music education goes beyond his own program. He continuously serves as a clinician for middle and high school bands throughout the state of Georgia. In his free time, Mr. Bailey loves to produce his own music, likes to cycle, golf, and spend time with his family and friends. Therefore, I, Mayor Pro Tem Ulysses Smallwood of the city of Fairburn, along with Mayor Elizabeth Carr Hurst, Council Members Linda J. Davis, Alex Heat, Pat Palin, Hattie Portis Jones, and James Whitmore, would like to honor Mr. Dexter Leo Bailey Jr. for his dedication in securing a safe haven for the band students of Creekside High School during this season of uncertainty caused by the COVID-19 pandemic on this 26th day of October 2020. We thank you so much, Mr. Bailey, for all that you do. And I want to plug the band right quick before you speak. Anybody, if you have not heard the sounds of the Seminoles yet, you haven't heard a band, but I know you will be hearing one real soon. All right, so Mr. Bailey, it's on you, sir.
It's fun. Well, thank you for the introduction. Because I'm always confident speaking to the students because that's my comfort zone. But by nature, I'm an introvert. So this is definitely out of my circle. Let me just take a few moments. I won't take a lot of time. Just thank you on behalf of the city of Fairburn, Mayor Carhurst, Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood, someone that I work with closely. I also see even on the call, and I just want to acknowledge, I see two people that have made it possible for us to do what we're doing. And that's Dr. Matthew Kaperniak, who is our fine arts coordinator for Fulton County Schools, and Mr. Frankie Pollock, who is on this call as well, who is our principal at Creekside. And I just want to acknowledge them because it is their plan and their support that allowed us to do what we're doing in this time and gave me the confidence to do for our kids because of their backing and their support and accountability as well. So I've been a member of the community for 13 years now and never knew much about Fairburn until I got hired at Bear Creek. And I've learned to love this community. I love what the community does, what it means to the kids. They're family oriented, and I do feel like I'm a part of the family out there. And so to be in a position to where I'm able to keep my safety first, yet provide an opportunity for our students in the community to have some type of outlet to continue music education, whether it's through our hybrid model, face-to-face in the evenings where we're outdoors, following the guidelines from the district, or even online using various tools through Microsoft Teams, Flipgrid, and just different types of approaches. The reward of seeing the students and seeing the community just have something to look at and be positive about is priceless. So thank you. I really appreciate the proclamation. You all taking time out. Please know that Creekside and our band program is a valuable part of this community. We love being a part of this community. If there's anything that we can do for the city of Fairburn, we definitely would like to do that. And we look forward to continuing the partnership of the community through our educational systems out there. So thanks again. I'm really humbled for having this opportunity and serving as a director and as a part of the city of Fairburn.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Council, Mayor, is there anything you all would like to say?
Just want to say congratulations, Mr. Bailey.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Carhurst.
Also, Councilwoman Davis, I want to congratulate you, Mr. Bailey, for everything that you're doing for our youth. Our youth is our hope for tomorrow. Thank you for your talent and time. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, Councilwoman Davis.
This is Councilwoman Portis-Jones, and I too want to congratulate you. And to say thank you for the leadership that you have shown, especially in this difficult times. It is often through curriculum, extracurriculum activities that some of the students who might be struggling academically will make the connection with that and be more encouraged and engaged to do that. So thank you. And the fact that you've increased those numbers speaks volumes. So thanks again, and I look forward to meeting you in person.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
This is Councilman Whitmore. Mr. Bailey, congratulations on the proclamation in your name and recognition for what you're doing for the youth within Creekside High School. Arts is big to me, and it sounds like the arts is big with you as well. So we appreciate all that you do. I applaud you and continue doing the great work, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. And thanks again for the proclamation.
Thank you all. Thank you, Council. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item on the agenda tonight is the adoption of the City Council agenda. We have a short agenda tonight, but we do have an executive session tonight. And the executive session will consist of a personnel matter and also litigation. The first item on the agenda tonight is under engineering, Mr. Lester Thompson, and that's for Mayor and Council to approve change order number 3 with Precision 2000 to install a planter base on the downtown LCI streetscape project in the amount of $3,935.15. The second item on the agenda tonight is under utilities, for mayor and council to approve a change order number 140 for water supply samplings in the amount of $12,500. The third item is also under utilities, and that's for mayor and council to approve change order 141 for the phase one MS4 report, an annual inspection to address EPD comments in the amount of $19,870. The fourth item on the agenda tonight is from our police department, and it's for mayor and council to approve the purchase and outfitting for 3 Ford Explorers in the amount of $122,625. The last item on the agenda tonight is also from the police department, and it's for mayor and council to approve the speed limit increase on Gillette Road. Council, these are the five items on the agenda for tonight. May I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So move, Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood.
Motion made by Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood. Is there a second?
Second, Councilwoman Portis Jones.
It has been seconded by Councilwoman Portis Jones. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? That motion carries 5-0. Okay. Let's start with item number one, which is under engineering. Mr. Lester Thompson.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The purpose of this agenda item is for Mayor and Council to approve change order number 3. With Precision 2000 Incorporated to install a planter base on the downtown LCI streetscape project for an amount of $3,935.15. The project expenditures will come out of the LCI implementation grant account. Quick history, after completing installation of the concrete planter on West Campbellton Street adjacent to the Wiley property, which currently houses the SJ Collins business, it was discovered that groundwater was seeping into the building. It is believed that facade wall facing the subgrade does not have waterproof protection. In order to prevent water from seeping into the building, we're proposing to install an impervious bottom in the planter and weep holes to address overflow. The installation of water of a waterproof barrier as well as waterproof joints to prevent future percolation into the building is also proposed. This should eliminate the leaching, but will also shallow up the planter, thus making the landscaping originally proposed less viable. I say that in an effort to be fully transparent and to kind of manage expectations. I have provided what the proposed landscaping was and what the revised landscape will be as a result of the shallow planters, if you look in your agenda item packet. And that's just a result of going from a bottomless planter to a shallow planter. We will no longer be allowed to have trees in the planter, but small shrubbery. So just want to be fully transparent and to kind of manage expectations on the result of this change order. If you'll, I guess, scroll down and look at the that email, that right there, that's the RFI that was questioned when they discovered that the water was percolating into the building. I think the next attachment is the response to the RFI. Then when I saw the response, I questioned what impact would that have on the viability of the proposed landscaping. Next slide. And he proposed, then he came back and said, initially it had one tree and multiple shrubs, and below is what it would have looked like, which is beautiful. However, because we have to address the drainage issue, we have to go to, I'm not saying a less beautiful one, but we definitely won't have trees because of the capacity of the planter now. And the next slide will show what will be a result. So that's my effort to be fully transparent on and kind of manage expectations. So as a result, moving forward, we have to address the drainage issue. So staff recommends mayor and council approve change order number 3, Precision 2000, for an amount of $3,935.15. Any questions?
No questions from council? Okay, is there a motion on the floor to approve the change order number 3 in the amount of $3,935.15?
Councilman Whitmore, so moved.
Councilwoman Davis, second.
Motion made by Councilman Whitmore and seconded by Councilwoman Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
That motion carries 5-0.
Mayor, Mayor, this is Councilwoman Davis. I would like to make a comment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I would like to just thank Mr. Thompson for being the gold standard for providing adequate and sufficient details for his agenda items. Thank you, Mr. Thompson, for all the work that you do. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman Davis. And also thank you to you also, Lester. It's a pleasure to work with you.
Thank you very much, Mayor. I appreciate the support.
You are. The next item on the agenda is item number 2 from utilities for mayor and council to approve change order number 140 for water supply samplings in the amount of $12,500. Mr. Martin, are you on the line? Mr. Martin, are you on the line?
Mary, he is online. We're adding him in now. We just had to locate him.
Okay.
Mr. Martin, would you unmute yourself? There you go.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is for the mayor and council to approve task order 140 with integrated science and engineer for the 2020-2021 impaired water sampling of Whitewater Creek and Tritton Creek in amount of $12,500. As you know, we have an agreement with ISE and was approved for the understand that this task would encompass the preparing of the MS4 report for stormwater and to perform water quality monitoring, and also to make sure that we have total suspended solids and fecal bacteria submitted to the state to establish a water quality report. As you can see, most of these here are all encompassed, these three tasks, and we'll have a sufficient for April 30, 2021 to be submitted to the state.
Okay, council members, do you have any questions for Mr. Martin concerning this water supply sampling change order in the amount of $12,500?
Yes, Mayor, I have a question for Mr. Martin.
Councilwoman Davis.
Thank you. The task order, Mr. Martin, is dated July 9th, 2020. I was just wondering, why is this just being brought to us, or is that the formality? Is that how it works?
Well, that's generally in this particular case how it worked. They submitted this here during the COVID-19, and as things were going on, they weren't able to start the task till just as of recently. So we just kept it on hold, and so now they've prepared all the paperwork and ready to move forward with it.
Okay, I have a follow-up. Would this have any bearing on our issue with our water a week or two ago where we had to actually boil our water?
No, ma'am. What was done with the boiled water was with already treated water. This is dealing with the natural streams and creeks that are surrounding the city of Fairburn.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Martin? from council? Hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve this change order in the amount of $12,500 for water sampling?
Councilwoman Davis, so move.
Motion made by Councilwoman Davis. Is there a second?
Second, Councilwoman Portis Jones.
It has been seconded by Councilwoman Portis Jones. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 5-0. Thank you so much, Mr. Martin. You also have the next agenda item, which is for Mayor and Council to approve change order number 141 for the phase one MS4 report and annual inspection to address EPD comments in the amount of $19,870.
That's correct, Mayor. They both came in at the same time, which they submitted just before they, like I say, the COVID-19. This is one of the more serious ones. This started the phase one compliance activities, in which encompasses a lot of things, especially with different departments on trying to get it prepared for the state and establishing a GIS database, as well as inspecting all catch basins, storm pipes, and ditches within their sector. Also, in there, we tried dry weather screening. That dry weather screening is for to make sure at the lowest stages of any water discharges and around the city that the pH levels are in specifics with state levels. Make sure there's no traces of fluoride and other matters that would do. If once done, that's once identified, that's when source tracing is done to find out where this potential illicit discharge is from the beginning source. That would also put in guidelines for to identify who is at any point polluting upstream or downstream in our natural streams and water. Also, there'll be done a HVPS, which is high voltage permission permits systems for any of our high voltage. They've plants and new businesses that around that deal with high voltage facilities. They will be 20% of those inspected. And also they've identified 7 sites that do need to be inspected. They will also fix in on the violations if there are any, and then provide recommendations for how they can fix it. Then they will proceed on with the industrial inspections, make sure there's no illicit dumping in any of the natural streams. At this time, they've identified 6 sites that need to be inspected. And that will also, with those 6 sites, encompass the 20% that's demanded by the state. And finally, they will prepare that annual report, which will be turned in June the 15th, and prepare us for a statement for the Environmental Protection Control, and also it will deliver one for us as a personal report for the city of Fairburn.
Okay.
Where's that at?
Council, you've heard the report from Mr. Martin on the change order 141. Are there any questions? Hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve?
Councilwoman Portis Jones, so moved.
Motion made by Councilwoman Portis Jones. Is there a second?
Second, Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood.
It has been seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, that motion carries 5-0. The next item on the agenda is from our police department, for Mayor and Council to approve the purchase and outfitting for 3 Ford Explorers in the amount of $122,625. Chief Mathis.
Good evening, Mayor, Council.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Tonight, I'm asking you to approve an agenda item. Actually, it's a budgeted item of 3 vehicles, which are Ford Explorers, Interceptors, and the outfitting of those vehicles. The Ford Explorer, Mayor, just real quick, the Ford Explorer is about the most economic vehicle the eco-friendly vehicle that we find. We looked at Ford, at Dodge Chargers, and speaking with Harvey several months ago, Dodge Chargers were having some issues with their engines and their brakes. And so we decided to go with the Ford Explorers, even though they're a little bit more expensive than the Dodge Chargers. And so the outfitting is actually just a little bit more because they got to put the double cages in an SUV opposed to a Dodge Charger. So we did decide to go with the Ford Explorers, and I'm asking you guys tonight to approve that budgeted item.
Okay. Council members, do you have any questions for Chief Matthews concerning the purchasing and outfitting for these three Ford Explorers in the amount of $122,625?
Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Thank you, Mayor. Chief Mathis, are these replacement vehicles? And if so, what are we replacing? Could you talk a little bit about the replacement schedule as well?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, these they weren't considered replacement vehicles, but yes, they are replacement vehicles. We still have three 12-year-old Crown Vicks that are in our fleet, and we're going to be replacing those vehicles. They all three of them have over 200,000 miles, and we will be replacing those three vehicles. If you remember in our retreat, I actually had a replacement schedule of having five vehicles per year, but because of the budget restraints this year with the COVID, three vehicles were approved, and that's what I'm asking for.
All right, and then follow-up questions, the Crown Vicks, were those actually in rotation by the police officers? Were they actually being used by the officers?
Only when we have a vehicle. They're actually our pool cars, and only time a police officer needs them if their vehicle's in the shop for long periods of time. And this year, we've replaced about two engines and a transmission. So they have been assigned to police officers this year, but that wasn't expected.
And then are these vehicles replacing any vehicles that were or out of commission due to an accident?
No, ma'am.
No. All right. Thank you.
Councilman are there any other comments from council?
Councilman Heath.
Oh, Councilman Heath, when did you come on board?
Well, believe it or not, I was monitoring you from my phone until I got my computer snazzed up, so it's working now.
Okay.
But
Madam Clerk, would you make note that Councilman Heath is present?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Continue.
The question that I have, Chief, was this budgeted? Because I know that the Dodge Charger was a less expensive automobile. And if so, how much difference was there in the cost between the Charger and the Ford Explorer?
Well, this is going to surprise you, but yes, it was budgeted. But it's going to surprise you that it's about $9,000 per car more expensive than the Dodge Chargers.
Okay.
However, when we've gotten Dodge Chargers in the past, we've had a lot of issues with the maintenance of the Dodge Chargers. So, and the Ford Explorers are an eco-friendly, they're called the EcoBoost opposed to the Dodge Chargers V8s. So they're a little bit better on the gas. So just in the last few years, they've ordered the Ford Explorers, and they've held up a whole lot better than the Dodge Chargers.
Okay. I know that when I was on the department, we had a problem with brakes wearing out pretty fast on the Dodge Charger. So, all right. Thank you. No, nothing else.
We've replaced a transmission and two engines on the Dodge Chargers just last year.
Wow.
Mayor, Councilwoman Portis Jones, may I have a follow-up comment?
Yes, Councilwoman Portis Jones.
So Councilman Heath, I just wanted to remind you that when we had the police audit of the department, I believe it was in 2015 or 2016, anyway, it was the recommendation of the consultant at that time that we rotate our vehicles out from the chargers to the Ford products because of the issues. Yes.
Yes, I remember that. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Are there any other questions or comments on this agenda item? Hearing none, may I have a motion on the floor to approve?
Councilman Palin, motion to approve.
Motion made by Councilman Palin. Is there a second?
Councilman Heath, second.
Councilman Heath has made the second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? That motion carries 6-0. The next item is also from the police department. Chief Mathis.
Mayor, Council, you guys probably remember it seems like just a few months ago, but it was actually about this time last year that I came to you and asked you to reduce the speed on Gillette Road from 45 to 25. And the reason I done that, and I cited that I done that at the time, is because of the condition of that road. It did have some serious potholes, and the road was a little bit thinner, and it just wasn't safe for a 45 mile an hour zone. Since then, thanks to the mayor and council, that road has been completely repaved. It's a beautiful, nice striped road now. And so now I'm coming back to you and asking you to raise that speed limit up to 35, just so we can be more consistent with both the city of South Fulton, where it comes in from 29, and where it hits on the Coweta County line. I've had a few complaints since the road's been repaved that it seems like we have a speed trap there, because it's 35 in city of South Fulton, hits us 25, and it goes back to 35. So I'm just trying to be more consistent of what the rest of the road is, and I'm asking you guys to approve the increase of the speed from 25 back to 35.
Okay, council members, do you have any questions or comments for Chief Mathis?
Councilman Heath, I have a comment.
Councilman Heath?
Yes, ma'am. Chief, you don't know how much I appreciate the fact that you're raising it back up at least to 35. I have had nothing but complaints about that being too slow on that road. But yes, I really appreciate that, and thank you for your continued concern for our citizens in Fairland. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Councilwoman Are there any other questions or comments? Is that Councilwoman Portis-Jones?
Yes, Mayor, thank you. Chief Mathis, I'd like to know what, and you can provide the information to me later, how we assess that, you know, the speed limit relative to speed trap perception and complaints. Because over the years, that has been a major issue coming, turning left off of 92 onto Rivertown Road down to Malone. It is 25 miles an hour there, and then picks up at 35 for the rest of Rivertown. And so over the years, there have been numerous complaints about that. And since this is issue for consideration for Colette Road and the justification that you've given relative to that, I'd like an assessment of that stretch of road as well and the posted speed limit.
Okay, give me the exact locations. I know it's Rivertown Road. What was the two points that you named?
Turning left off of Highway 92. Onto Rivertown Road, down to Malone Street. That stretch is 25 miles an hour, and beyond Malone, it is 35 miles an hour.
Okay, I will certainly look into that, and how they do a speed trap if it drops more than 10 miles an hour, and say a And I think it's a distance, say 40, 50, 60 yards. It can't drop more than 10 miles an hour every 50 yards or so. But I will certainly look into that and make a note of that. I didn't realize the speed limit changed that soon. I thought it was a little closer to the city limits, but I will certainly look into that.
Closer to the city. Okay. I'll await your information. And thank you for looking into it, because that has been a posted speed for decades, quite frankly. And it's never been really addressed. So thank you for looking into that. And I look forward to receiving the information.
Are there any other comments or questions?
Yes, ma'am.
Who's speaking? Was that Mayor Pro Tem?
No.
Okay. Are there any other questions or comments for Chief Matthews concerning the speed limit increase on Gillette Road? Hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve?
So moved, Councilman Heath.
Motion made by Councilman Heath. Is there a second?
Councilwoman Davis, second.
Motion second, made Councilwoman by Portis Chase.
The motion was made by Councilman Heath, and was it seconded by Councilwoman Davis or Portis Jones?
My Davis can have it.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Okay, I'm going to do the second for Councilwoman Davis. The motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 6-0. Okay, before we go to council comments for tonight, I just want to announce to everyone that Harvey Stokes returned to work today. He's been gone a little over a month, and he came back in today looking very well, rested, and he worked a full day. So we're happy to have him back.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Are there any council comments for tonight? I will start with Councilman Whitmore.
No comments, Mayor.
Okay, Mayor Pro Tem.
No comments, Mayor.
Thank you, Councilwoman Davis.
No comments, Mayor. Thank you.
Councilman Heath.
No comment.
Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Yes, I just want to take the opportunity to welcome Mr. Stokes back. I am very pleased to hear that, and wanted you to know that you were continuously in my prayers, that you came back fully recovered. And I'm glad to hear your voice and know you're back. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman Portis Jones. And the last one is Councilman Palin.
No comment.
Okay, so we have no other comments tonight. We do have an executive session, and as I said, is concerning personnel and litigation. May I have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved, Councilman Heath.
Motion made by Councilman Heath to go into executive session. We will return on this page probably within the next 30 minutes at the most. We are now into executive session.
You're going into executive session now, Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, looks like we're all back.
I'm not unmute. Okay.
Okay.
I'm unmuted now. I'm fine. Okay.
Okay. I see Councilwoman Davis, Mayor Pro Tem, Councilman Palin, Councilman Whitmore, Councilwoman Portis Jones, are you on?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Councilwoman Portis Jones is on, and Councilman Heath.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Before we do a motion to adjourn tonight, I need to ask Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood, Councilwoman Davis, and Councilwoman Portis Jones, if you all would,
yes, please,
if you all would please contact Dr. Parks one day this week and have your picture taken. We're going to need this for the face recognition temps machines that we have in City Hall and throughout our buildings around the city. So if you all could get in touch with Dr. Parks to have your pictures taken, we would appreciate it. You just walk up to the machine, you reach your facial, and it tells your temperature, and that's all you need to do. So can we get that done?
I'm going to come by tomorrow. I'm going to come by tomorrow and pick up that proclamation anyway for Mr. Bailey. So I can do it then, can I?
Yes, you can. Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Councilwoman Davis and Councilwoman Portis Jones, you too. Okay. If is there a motion on the floor?
So moved, Councilman Heath.
Motion made by Councilman Heath to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second, Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood.
Seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 6-0. Good evening, everyone. Have a wonderful week.
Good evening.
Good evening.